Welcome back to another episode of By His Grace, where we talk about the struggles of life and how God's grace is there to see us through. Today, my guest is Haley Isbell. She is a wife and mom to two young children and a stage 4 cancer survivor. Haley shares her unwavering faith in God in the midst of a hard-fought struggle, and I know her story will inspire you.
Hi, Haley. Welcome to By His Grace podcast.
Good morning. Excited to be here. Thank you for having me.
Well, I've been talking to people about their struggles, because in life we all have struggles. And some are big, some are small. Some people have a lot of them. Some people, if they're not in one now, they're going to be in one. And so the focus of this podcast is really to talk about God's grace in the midst of our struggles and how He sees us through. So I'd like for you to share a little bit of your story, of your struggle with our audience.
Sure. So it's funny to hear you say some people have small struggles and some people have big struggles, because I lived 31 years of my life pretty idyllic. I just maybe even felt a little invincible. I had, you know, beautiful husband, beautiful family. I had a 4-month-old son, you know, that we were very happy to welcome to our family. But that joy was cut a little bit short because I found out in December 2016 I had breast cancer. And so it was one of those things when they told me I had breast cancer, I was like, well, I can knock this out. You know, that's just how my life's been. You know, even if there was a challenge, I always seemed to be able to, you know, hit it head on and overcome it. And so then they told me it was stage 4 breast cancer. It had spread to my bones. And so that was a little bit bigger of a hit, because obviously the survival rate is not as high as lower stages. So we just kind of buckled down into the fight of our lives. And, you know, people think I'm crazy, but I've honestly had an amazing time since I found out. It's just kind of woken up in me like a love for God and a reliance on God that I didn't have to have before. Because like I said, my life was so great and there really wasn't any big hiccups to talk about. So, I mean, I'm thankful, you know, for the diagnosis, because I think it's given me so much more than it's taken away.
Yeah. So walk me through that a little bit. So are you in remission now? Like, talk to me about from the time you were diagnosed and kind of what you experienced after that.
So my story is kind of one of like, it's bad news, but it's not the worst news. So it having spread from breast to bone, at least there wasn't tissue involvement, which, you know, we praise God for that. So I started in January 2017 with chemotherapy, and it was pretty obvious from the beginning that I was responding really well. I was perfectly healthy besides the cancer. I stayed working full time. You know, the medicine never really made it to where I couldn't function. And then when you've got two small kids at home,
that's a miracle. Yeah. Because I have seen people go through cancer treatment that are just completely wiped out.
And absolutely. Every time, you know, you go to have chemo, they take your blood. So we would be thankful that I was healthy enough that I could get the next treatment. So we started January of 2017. They do 6-month scans. So 6 months in, they could tell I was responding really well to the treatment, to the therapy. And then in November, we found out that it was no longer on my bones, which was a huge praise.
That's amazing.
So, thank you, Jesus. Yeah, praise God. Oh, yeah, we've had some really amazing face-to-face moments with God. And then in April of this year, again, we've just been clicking along. She does a physical exam sometimes before, and I could feel like her body language shift when she was doing a physical exam, because you get to know your oncologist super well, you know, right. She becomes a friend. Yeah. And so I could feel that and remember, I'm like her rock star patient as well. So, I mean, I think that on her side of things, like, she's loving that it's going so well, because, you know, they don't see that all the time in stage 4 patients. So she says that she felt a fullness where she hadn't before. So she was like, you know, we can wait to do 6-month scans. I was like, absolutely not. Like, let's do them immediately.
Right.
So still nothing on my bones. But it looked like the tumor had grown. So They did a biopsy to make sure that it was the same cancer that I had been diagnosed with. Well, it came back. I'm not really good because I don't Google. I don't look, you know, I'm not one
good
of those people.
Good for you.
I'm not one of those people that knows.
And that goes dark.
No. That's my best advice.
Yeah.
I don't know a lot of the medical terms, but they call the biopsy came back DCIS, which is precancerous cells, which is what a lot of women have when things show up on their mammograms, but they turn out not to be cancer. So her verbatim was, well, we know that's not what it is because we know you have cancer. So they decided to do a lumpectomy of that whole area that was lining up on the scan. And when they took it out, and remember, they put that sample through every imaginable test.
Right.
And they came back and said that it was all DCIS. There was no, you know, there was no evidence of cancer that I had been diagnosed with anymore. So they don't use the word remission with stage four patients. They do call it complete response, which I kind of like better because I feel like I've kind of checked off that box. But stage four patients live so much longer now because they do preventative treatment.
Well, I think your attitude and I think where you go, because if you don't go to Google all those things that you're going through, I think that's when our minds, when we can get, we can just go to a dark place. And but if you have your focus on the Lord and your family and the things that you want to live for, I think that that makes a huge difference.
Absolutely. I did Google one time the day I found out it was stage four, and it told me I had about 26 months to live. And, you know, immediately you start doing the math. I had a 4-month-old at home. So I'm like, oh my gosh, he won't even be 3 years old when I die. And I remember exactly where I was sitting, and I remember Xing like out of the page on my phone, and I just said, God, not again. So hand to God, I have not Googled since that first day, and thank God I haven't, because I think sometimes when we do Google, or, you know, we do kind of go looking for answers, we find things that we didn't know we should be afraid of. So The first day I showed up for chemotherapy, I mean, they sit you down with a nurse and they pretty much tell you, this is going to be awful. Your fingernails are going to fall off. You're not going to have any taste buds left. And she started down that road, the nurse, and I just very politely, I was like, is this required? Like, do we have to talk about all these things? And she's like, no, we just like to prepare people. And I'm just one of those people that if I don't know it's out there to get me, you know, I feel like that can keep it at bay. So I feel like that's been a huge part of our success. And, you know, just staying normal life, but seeing everything is a miracle. Seeing every time that you go to chemo that your blood work is good enough to have treatment. Like, thank you, Jesus. Like, that's not a given, you know. I also have a little trick that, you know, I loved going to chemo and still do because I feel like the drugs are working. So I'm happy to show up every 3 weeks.
Right.
But I take flowers every time I go to give to somebody else that's having a bad day. And that can always, you know, that always helps me focus on the fact that my situation's bad. But, you know, other people are struggling with a whole lot worse. And so it's just been, it's been amazing. I've met amazing people. And I really think that.
And God's positioned you to be there, to meet people that you never would have met otherwise, to pray for those people, to be a blessing to those people. And I think it's about blooming wherever we're planted. So I just love that you do that for people. That's amazing.
Thank you.
You talked about some big God moments. Would you like to share one of those with us?
Oh, yes. I've had many. I just feel like, I think also being a young mother, you know, vocal on Facebook about it, I kind of invited people into our life to walk through this whole journey. So I feel like I have a lot of people rooting for me. So I've had tons, hundreds, if not thousands of people, I feel like praying for me, because essentially I'm living some people's worst nightmare, you know?
Right.
And so my first chemo treatment, I go to Church of the Highlands in Birmingham, and was the healing service at 21 Days of Prayer, which again is a God thing, like, I mean, of all the days. So I went there and had people lay hands on me, you know, pray for me as I went through the journey. And I just felt raw. You know, I had cut my hair off because I had long blonde hair, you know, which is kind of, you know, so your identity is slowly being stripped away from you. Like, and now you're just Haley, the cancer patient. You're not Haley anything else. But I have one of my closest friends, Natalie, her church mom, came up to me and she grabbed me by both hands and looked me in the eye and she said, Psalms 118, 17, you will not die, you will live and you will tell people what the Lord has done for you. Mm-hmm. And that is the verse that I've held on to this whole time. That's, you know, what I put on all of my stuff. Like I felt in that moment that God was telling me that was a word from God, you know, that this was not going to be what took my life. So in that moment, I felt very good. So come to find out, another layer of that story is the lady that spoke that over me, her husband was actually an oncologist that retired, and my oncologist had taken her husband's spot at UAB. So, yeah, it's just a really small world when you start going about that. But, you know, so I felt like it was a word from God, but I also felt like she had seen people go through what I had been through, and she, you know, she felt like I was going to be okay. So yeah, that's a moment I've held on to, you know, a lot. And then again, you know, just in April to have the oncologist call me, because we have become friends, you know, you don't ever want to get that news over the phone. You know, we were just praying for it to be the same cancer because we knew that it had, you know, that I had responded so well. And so when she called me and told me it wasn't cancer at all, you know, it just kind of proved, you know, it was just a moment where it's like, God wants so much more for us than we even think for ourselves. Like, yes. Here I am praying for one thing and he has this big, huge miracle for me. And so ever since then, you know, I've just been telling people, pray big prayers. Like, yes. You know, not that you get the job, that you get the job and, you know, and make a difference in the company, or, you know, you know, the same power that rose Jesus from the dead lives in us. Like, that's just kind of how I want to live every day, is that I have that kind of accessibility to God. And it's really changed my relationship with him because, you know, I've needed him. There's nobody else. You know, my husband can't give it to me. My parents, as much as they want to take this away from me, they can't do that. You know, only God. So,
but you know, that's how it is with all of us. Mm-hmm. And it looks different for all of us, but we have to come to the end of ourselves and so that we understand that everything we do, that comes from the Lord, and every good and perfect gift comes from the Father above. And so, but it takes us, like, we have to be set aside sometimes, you know, and go through difficult circumstances in order to see our need, because otherwise we think, oh, we got this.
And that's how I lived my life. You know, Haley's got this, made good grades, you know, did well, you know, graduated college and you know, like I always did the right thing. So you kind of get that confused with, again, the power that's just available to you. And, you know, I was always kind of an anxious kid growing up. Like, you know, like if the moon was too bright, I'm like, something weird's going. Like I thought of all these scenarios for harm in my head, but something clicked the day I was diagnosed. I was like, well, you know, there's nothing else to be afraid of, I guess. And so I've just had a peace about it. You know, I Googled that one time, haven't done it since, because if your life's going to be cut short, it very much gives you, you know, the perspective of, well, am I going to, you know, lay in the bed today, or am I going to go out and enjoy the blessings that, you know, God's given me?
None of us know how long, and God is the author and the finisher of life. And so he has all of our days numbered, and we don't know what that is.
Absolutely.
So I love your attitude, and I love the way you've chosen to live and live for the Lord. So thank you so much for sharing with us today. And I just pray God's continued blessings and healing on your life.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for joining me today on By His Grace. I hope you've enjoyed listening and are encouraged by our guest today. I would love for you to visit my blog, mistyphillip.com, for more encouragement. You can find me on social media as Misty Phillip, and I would love to connect with you there.